It's the middle of summer and it is hot. It is the 3rd of July, Thursday.
Can you hear the bacon cooking?
Can you, Cronus? But we aren't talking about bacon.
No,
right,
we're
now
talking about jewelry.
Ooh.
We've gone from Paul at the flea market looking at collectibles to Wei looking at jewelry. She's in the jewelry section, the handmade jewelry section.
Ah. Which could mean a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
It could mean some very scary items. But the sales lady starts it out. Again, it's probably not really a sales lady. It's just some woman who has made her own jewelry, and she has a little stall there.
But they might take turns, people manning the stand, you know, selling and answering questions, and this is her shift.
And the sales lady says, "Hello, do you like this jewelry? I made most of these items myself."
Okay, so this is like handicrafts. Handicrafts are usually things people make with their hands or just at home, like a basket or maybe a sweater, you know,
and
some sort of thing you put in your front lawn.
And sometimes you get some really nice items.
Mm-hmm.
I know going through the Grand Canyon area, I got a beautiful silver ring because, well, in that area, people make a lot of things with silver, homemade, handmade, and it was beautiful.
She says, Wei says, "You really have talent. How did you learn to do this?" So sounds like she's also impressed. She thinks the stuff looks pretty nice.
And the sales lady tells her, "My mother taught me some tricks of the trade. I've always loved jewelry." So tricks of the trade just means some ways to do things in your field of business.
Some special ways, not just the normal things, but, you know, some of the extra little tricks, some of the things you can do to make things look even better.
For example, if you work in the stock market and you need to learn some tricks of the trade, you might need to learn when the best time to sell a stock is. Some just good tips for the field that you work in.
She says, "I've always loved jewelry." Wei says, "Me too, but I could never make bracelets like these."
No.
So Wei obviously likes jewelry too, but she's not able to make handmade jewelry.
And bracelets being the ones that you put around your wrist.
Uh-huh.
So you've got rings that you put on your finger, bracelet around your wrist, and you've got around your neck a necklace, mm-hmm. earrings for your ears.
For a man, we don't say necklace, we'll just say chain.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
And what about your earrings?
Well, those are earrings.
Okay, just checking. The sales lady says, "I've been making these designs for over 10 years. You can have a bracelet for $10. So it sounds like she's pretty reasonable. This is 10 Canadian dollars.
Really, though? A bracelet for $10?
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty nice.
Yeah, but I would think for a flea market, nah, it's not so bad. So it's 7 U.S. dollars, 10 Canadian dollars.
But Wei is going to bargain. She's not done yet. I'll take one right now for $7.
She knows how to do it the right way. Don't take the first price in a flea market. Sales lady says, "It's a deal. So I agree. I will sell it to you for that price if you buy it right now."